Ladies and gentlemen, fellow slaves of the plantation, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't make it fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinny Eastwood Show. The only thing worse than the truth is Vinny's jokes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on American Freedom Radio for the benefit of the intelligence agencies listening. Now, they're not the only ones listening, of course. There's also the, how can I say this? How can I tell you what kind of people listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show? Well, other than government agents whose job it is, the people that I meet, often traumatized by the system that screwed them over, that won't listen to them, doesn't care about their concerns, they're unhappy with the status quo. They realize there's actually something wrong with it. They seem to be, on the whole, intelligent, often educated, usually very successful, until such a time as they woke up to how horrible the system is. And yesterday I asked for help because I was very hungry and there wasn't any food in the house. And I just asked for $30 just so I could go get some basics, you know. And I don't ask for help unless I don't have any choice. All right. And yesterday I didn't have a choice. I was just really, really hungry, bro. And asked my listeners for some money and they gave me a lot. You know, like a lot more than I asked for, which is good because it turns out that I needed that, you know. Last night I went out to a meeting with the health minister for the National Party, Jonathan Coleman, and there were a number of members from the vaxxed screenings who were there, people who saw Dr. Lance O'Sullivan give them a very bullying type of haka thing. And interestingly enough, it's anti-bullying week or something like that in New Zealand. But anyway, as a typical politician does, whenever you ask any questions of any kind, you just get freaking ignored. So what was it? There were a number of questions that got asked from the minister, and he dodged every single one of them, you know. In record time, like I've never seen anything quite like it. There were two questions about vaccines. They were the first two questions of the meeting, and then he just goes, "No, no more questions about vaccines at all, at all, at all. Not prepared to discuss it." It's like, whoa, I've never seen that before. And then he did something else I've never seen before. He was at the front of the room, right, and all the people from Vaxxed were in the front couple of rows. So he went to the middle of the room, like. I was just sitting there and I'm thinking, like, I respect my elders, right? And when you make your elders crane their neck to look at you on the side so that it's more convenient for you to not have to look at the people who disagree with your scumbaggery stance on vaccination, I kind of think that's sort of scumbaggery, you know? Just in a general kind of way, but maybe that's just my opinion. So after that, I asked him a question about fluoride, whether or not the fluoride that's going to be dumped into our water supply at the behest of the new legislation that's probably going to be ran through Parliament, it's going to take the ability to put fluoride in the water out of the elected councillors' hands, the city councillors, and into the largely unelected district health boards who always follow the mandates of the Ministry of Health, which is currently controlled by Jonathan Coleman, right? Fluoridation by stealth. And of course, dodged the question. The man couldn't answer a single question, even the normal questions from the dumb ass slave scum in the meeting who clapped when he beefed up the talk about vaccination and how great it is. They cheered when he talked about the great benefits of fluoride. Like, I didn't realize that the public saw these things as such a great achievement as to be worthy of, you know, a round of applause or a virtue standing ovation, right? In any context, I don't understand the rationale behind that, and that's because there isn't any rationale behind it. But I wonder as well what is happening in New Zealand in terms of this vaxxed movie that's come out and the public pressure that's mounting against it. So I managed to get a couple of articles for you here today. I had a guest cancellation, so in the last 10 minutes I had to plan a show. In the second hour, we've got Randy Moggins from Off Planet Radio. That's going to be good. This here from News Hub. News Hub, by the way, used to be TV3, and they're now owned by Oak Tree, which is a foreign multinational investment firm, which owns lots and lots and lots of different things. But let's just have a look at this one here. So, opinion. New Zealand needs screenings of vaxxed like a kick in the guts by Helen Petosis Harris. Now, isn't it interesting that you've got somebody who's a virologist with a name like Petosis? You know, you can't make this shit up, bro. You just can't. Anyway. Dr. Helen Petosis Harris has a PhD in vaccinology. Ooh, he's got a PhD. What does the PhD in vaccinology stand for?
Well, I got brainwashed and repeated a lot of times, again and again and again, that vaccines are safe and effective in 10,000 words or less. And they gave me a medal.
Right. I'm a cruel man. Here's why she thinks anti-vaccine documentary Vaxxed should not be on New Zealand screens. Okay, first of all, first lie in the article. It's not an anti-vaccine documentary. In fact, I was kind of pissed when I was watching it because they were literally promoting the single vaccines, the single measles, the single mumps, the single rubella, because the MMR vaccine that has all of those three vaccines all combined into one was giving people measles, mumps, and rubella, and autism, and all sorts of other stuff. Right, so people don't actually know how many different side effects and reactions there are from vaccines, especially not doctors, because there's these things called vaccine insert sheets, which they never show the patients, and the doctors never look at. All right, that's the kind of shit that we're dealing with here. Here's why she thinks anti-vaccine documentary Vax should not be on New Zealand screens. So she's advocating for censorship and the censoring of free speech and so on and so forth from the government. Now, this is not the brightest move, I think, you know, in terms of a public relations move, but there's bound to be plenty of retarded New Zealanders who believe everything the government and officials with opinion pieces. Notice,
it's an opinion piece! It's not a piece of journalism!
Republished with permission from SciBlogs, a site for New Zealand science bloggers. Not New Zealand scientists who do actual
science!
Like, including reading the vaccine reaction sheet, for example. But for science bloggers who are essentially shills who tout the government line even when there's absolutely no evidence to support any of its cases that it's ever brought forth to the public. Opinion. Dr. Lance O'Sullivan, I salute you. Now, the guy's just a dick, bro. All right? It's just crazy. Right? Getting in front of a... You know what? I'm just going to read the article because I could go on this one article the whole show. But I'm not going to. Kaitaia is a town in the far north of New Zealand. Warm people, lovely beaches, and it's also the murder capital of New Zealand and the suicide capital of New Zealand, but she doesn't know that or care. Sadly, immunization coverage is low. Infectious disease rates are high. Right. Doctors like Lance O'Sullivan work their guts out to... Oh, he's such a hard worker. He has to put a needle in a baby. Oh, that must be a tough job. Oh, he must be... to improve the health of the people they serve. They're not serving them, they're commanding over them like a frickin' lord, including treating kids for illnesses that they should never have to suffer. Yeah, because in Northland, they don't have a hell of a lot of economic opportunities, and when economic opportunities go down, you find that disease rates go up, because what happens when you don't have enough money to spend on nutritious food? You don't have a good immune system,
and you start suffering from diseases you wouldn't ordinarily get.
Man, this is pissing me off. The community needs screenings of the manipulative pro-disease film Vaxxed like a kick in the guts. I just love the inflammatory language here. And it's like Broadcasting Standards Authority would be all over this, but conveniently this wasn't broadcast. It's an article, yeah, you can get away with it. At the local screening, Dr. Lance O'Sullivan got up and defended his community against the vaccination lobby with an open, honest message. His open, honest message was, I'm not going to watch the film. You're killing babies by being here. And then he started yelling at them and screaming at them and as a haka. Fuck all you bugger! Like, I wish I was making that part up and doing an overtly, you know, overblown impression, but I'm actually underselling it. The guy was just freaking nuts. I'd never seen anybody do anything that crazy before. But anyway, the film in question has as much scientific fact in it as a B-grade zombie film. And bear in mind, there's a woman who hasn't fucking seen it.
You are a lying scumbag, bitch!
And, allegedly. Yet is so manipulative it manages to persuade people that its insidious messages are somehow true. Now, where have I heard that before? Oh yeah, isn't that the line the government used? Was she jealous that it's using her tactics or something like that? Let me tell you what gaslighting is. And when you're a liar, this is pretty easy. So what you do is, if you're wrong and a scumbag, what you do is you lie and you basically accuse the other person of doing everything you're doing. Okay, so she's manipulative and repeating it and ridiculous and there's no science and it somehow convinces people that vaccines are safe. Sounds like the truth, doesn't it? That's what it is. I'm not going to write a film review because many others have done so already and you didn't see the film because you can't write a film review
on a film you haven't seen!
But in short, there is no scientific debate about a relationship between the MMR, measles, mumps and rubella vaccine, or any other vaccine in autism. And she's right, there is no debate, because the vaccine manufacturers never want to debate it. This has been extensively investigated and put to bed years ago. And does she link to any evidence of any kind showing that? No? Nothing whatsoever. MMR vaccines have a long-standing, excellent safety profile, unlike what they show you on the vaccine sheet, which is in every single packet, that says that it causes frickin' personality disorders, radical changes, death, brain swelling, shit like that.
Oh, it's got such a long-standing, excellent safety profile.
The film focuses on the claim that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, hid evidence in one of its studies evaluating the study of the MMR vaccine. No, it didn't allege, it proved that they did that. And it didn't prove that they hid the evidence, it proved that they fucking destroyed the evidence. They literally incinerated all the paperwork and shredded it. Alright? This, every single line that this person is putting into this opinion piece is a fucking big lie. I'm just going to say that from the outset. And I want to go through and just expose each and every one of them. Because this is freaking important. Okay? Children are dying. Parents are having their lives destroyed by these vaccines. And pieces of shit like this. And I am going to say that freaking right out. Pieces of shit like this don't care and only want to collect their paycheck. They don't care that it's killing your children. They don't care that it's destroying your lives. They don't care about anything but profits. It's like a psychopath. Like the myth that MMR causes autism, which the vaccine courts have compensated many autistic children for a number of times, even though there's no link between vaccines and autism. How did that happen? This conspiracy theory, oh, see, here we go with a nice little lingo there, just to just basically tar everybody with a brush, right? You believe that MMR vaccine causes autism? Oh, you must think reptilians control the government, blah, 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 blah. You know, that kind of thing. It's just casting aspersions and using it to divide people. It's a very disgusting tactic. We talked about this last night at the meeting. This conspiracy theory has also been well and truly debunked. And of course, does she provide any fucking evidence about any debunkation? Nope. If MMR did cause autism, then one of the large, carefully conducted, international, diverse studies, which she apparently can't name or point out or have any evidence for, would have at least found a hint of a link, a whiff, a vestige. Oh, really? Would it have? And how many vax versus unvax studies have there been, cunt? Zero? Oh! Then how the fuck would you know? It must also be highlighted for the millionth time that Andrew Wakefield, the director of this film, falsified data, lied, performed invasive painful procedures on children without ethical approval, and did not declare massive financial conflicts of interest, none of which she provides any evidence for. And she says this for the millionth time. Now, why do you have to repeat something a million times when there's no evidence to back it up? That's why. Repeat a lie often and people will believe it. He has lost his license to practice medicine and remains unsupported by any respected expert in either vaccines or autism, apart from all the people in the film, including America's number one medical talk show host. All right. These are the accepted facts. Oh, are they accepted? Are they? Are they facts? Are they? And Wakefield is the person delivering the messages to communities like Kaitaia through his Mondo film. Mondo film. What is he in Flash Gordon? While Vaxxed is a film that will appeal to people who believe that the moon landing was filmed in a Hollywood basement and reject the warming of the planet as a fact, it will also scare good, decent parents who want to do the best for their kids. And
won't somebody please think of the children?
And again, repeat that, what would you call it? Characterization, conspiracy theorist, if you believe that vaccines cause autism because there's rafts of evidence, lots of admissions, lots of exposed documents, lots of whistleblowers over the last like 20, 30, 40 years or whatever, that all of this stuff has actually been really coming out. You must believe in the moon landing then, you know, being a hoax, which it is, you know. Okay, if you want to know the moon landing is a hoax, few words. Van Allen radiation belt. Okay, four words-ish. Van Allen radiation belt. Just Google that and then ask how a bunch of guys in a tin can with no lead lining managed to get to the moon and back through that giant frickin' deadly radiation belt and then come back to Earth, not develop any cancers, and live long lives. Explain that one to me. This is what makes the whole thing stink so badly, just like this opinion piece. The promoters are so despicable, and again, she's self-referential here, I'm so despicable, that they even targeted Somali refugees in a community in US Minnesota with devastating consequences. They targeted right. Now there is a measles outbreak and kids are in hospital. By chance, was it kids who got the measles vaccine, just like every other measles outbreak that's been publicized in the media to freak people out, abandon their reason, and then go to the hospital to get a measles vaccine, to get infected with the measles, to then get reported on and overblown in the media to freak everybody out to come in and get more vaccine. This is not really what we want in our NZ communities. No. What we want is scumbaggery and lies and propaganda and cunty, bitchy, cheesy, dicky motherfuckers like this. I do not believe that showing the film represents free speech. Oh, yeah, because obviously speaking your opinion is not protected by free speech, right? Is that what she's saying here? Because all over the country, the organisers have done everything in their power to prevent any challenges, covert screenings, etc. You know why? Because every single time, in every single case, where they've ever advertised the place and the time of the screening ahead of time, pro-vaxxing scumbags and violent people show up and aggress them and destroy the movie-going experience for those people who want to come and scare some of them away. Okay? This is why you do it. Because your opposition are people like this, who are unreasonable, who are psychologically disturbed. Because all over the country, in Auckland, the organisers began by issuing a warning to the audience that if they wanted to make trouble, they had people posted throughout the theatre. Now, Lance said babies will die. He is not extremist. It is true. Yeah, I understand. Babies die all the time. It's called shaken baby syndrome, which if you look at the vaccine insert sheet, is one of the known side effects of getting a vaccine. So when you go in, you get your beautiful little baby girl or boy vaccinated, carried him for 9 months. You're really stressed out, sleep deprived, that kind of thing. It's tough. And then they give your kid a vaccine. They tell you it's safe. Don't show you the vaccine insert sheet. Then you take him home and he's dead the next morning, dead in his cot. Okay? And then you get taken to court for child abuse and they accuse you of beating your children. You feel that right there in this thing called a heart? Hurts, doesn't it? And that's just theoretical. There are many, many cases like that that have happened, and even worse. The impact of the anti-vaccination movement has been documented for over 200 years. And yet, for 200 years, these people have managed to keep propagandising everyone. The consequences of this recent activity against MMR vaccine have included deaths from measles, which he provides no evidence for. And it is purely a numbers game about one per 1,000 cases will die. Okay, so you're telling me that instead of maybe educating people about staying hydrated, having vitamin C and vitamin A, which get depleted during the measles, which if you've got high vitamin A levels, you cannot die from the measles. Instead of giving them that, only when they get the measles, you give them something with formaldehyde, mercury, aluminium, and a live virus in it directed right into their bloodstream, bypassing their digestive system, okay, and crossing the blood-brain barrier with the mercury in it. You know, well, you see, this sounds like a much fucking better idea, doesn't it? It is. Last outbreak in Auckland, 23% of cases went to hospital. And when she says the last major outbreak, just the last outbreak, there was like six people. Right? Or something like that. It was a very, very small number. It wasn't six people. It was more than that. Maybe like 30, 40, 50, 60 or something like that. And then 23% of cases went to hospital. Which case number will be the one who dies? Well, it certainly won't be the one who's having a reported death from a vaccine reaction. The outbreak costs untold millions to manage, and as opposed to selling vaccines, which give you untold billions in profit every year. The world is trying to eliminate measles, a major killer. It's a major killer. Oh yeah? Does she provide any evidence? How many people got killed by measles last year? Maybe one? Maybe two? Oh, that's a major killer. Oh, mate. Let's stop pulling over people for speeding. Let's stop checking for drunk driving. Nah, mate. Let's just pump people's frickin' veins full of chemicals. That's just got to save lives. People who promote vax are trying to thwart the efforts. Does this make them pro-measles? Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because obviously, anybody who doesn't want toxic waste pumped into their children's bloodstreams or the bloodstreams of other people's children, mind you, is promoting disease. And that's all that they want. You know, there's no evidence. The organisers of the film screening are crying foul. On their website, they accuse Dr. O'Sullivan of bullying. When you scream and shout at people, don't let them talk and threaten them and tell them you're going to kill babies by being here. That's bullying. Okay? Pretty straightforward. It's adult bullying. Although his behaviour wasn't exactly adult. I certainly hope the accusations are unfounded. They are indeed grievous. People, perhaps Waves, it's the organisation here against vaccination and whatnot, may like to provide some evidence to support these claims. The video would speak otherwise. That's because the video was edited, uploaded in a couple of different sections, which Lance had surreptitiously recorded, right? That the mainstream media published those tiny little sections of, and not the other stuff, and not the full argument that he had outside with Trisha and all of this kind of stuff. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. I've broken down most of this article. So, last few lines. In taking the stage, Lance stood up for the tamariki and children in his community by killing them. Dr. Helen Patassis-Harris works at the Immunisation Advisory Centre and is a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland. Oh, well, thank you for your fucking unbiased opinion! Ugh! Mrs. Patassis! Fuck you! Honestly, what a fucking piece of shit. I apologise for the aggression, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm just blowing off some steam here. You know, it's all in good fun, you know. Exposing scumbaggery is supposed to be fun, because otherwise, people wouldn't be really interested in it. I'm going to go into another article now. Controversial vaccine film pulled from NZ cinemas. It's by Morgan Tate, published on June the 9th, I think. Vax from cover-up to catastrophe. Vax claims have been widely discredited, with no source, and labelled anti-vaccination propaganda, with no source. Right? The story was originally published in newsroom.co.nz. It is republished with permission. So all they're just copying and pasting propaganda. Like, that's literally what they're doing. Controversial anti-vaccination movie Vax, and again, it's not anti-vaccination, and you see the repetition here that goes, right? They're anti-vax. They're anti... just lies, lies, lies. No information, no information. Casting aspersions, casting aspersions. No information, no information. Casting aspersions, casting aspersions. No information, no information. It's what they do. Now, if you were to only hear this, and you were not to hear Vinnie Eastwood, who knows what he's freaking talking about sometimes, breaking down the bullshit line by line, you would have no alternative to the lie. No alternative. This would be all you would get. Four cinemas owned by or affiliated with Bridgeway Cinemas in Auckland, Tauranga and Upper Hutt have cancelled more than 10 screenings of the film. The 2016 film was recently slated by Northland doctor and former New Zealander of the Year, Dr. Lance O'Sullivan, who interrupted a Kaitaia screening to tell the crowd immunisation was important. To yell at the crowd and spread propaganda and scream and frickin' bully them, actually. As a cinema, we are a third-party medium that allows people... Oh, wait, sorry, I missed a line there. Bridgeway General Manager Steve... Ooh, that's a hard name to pronounce. Christ Odulu. Christ Odulu? Man, he must have got a lot of shit from that in high school, especially when he went to church. To take a shit. Told Newsroom the decision was made after feedback from customers. Oh, so some customers didn't like the film, so you made sure that no other customers could get to watch the movie. Is this guy running a cinema or a propaganda festival circuit? Right? As a cinema, we are a third-party medium that allows people to put their material on our screens, both movie content and alternative content. But not this alternative content. We put it up saying this is going to be screening, and we had a lot of negative feedback from customers. And this is why they don't tell you about the screenings first, because these vaxxers jump on you like a vicious dog on a baby. The screenings were to occur at Bridgeway... Northcote Point, the Monterey in Howick, Rialto Tauranga, and a cinema in Upper Hutt. Spokeswoman for Vaxxed in New Zealand, Truly Godfrey, who actually called me 2 minutes before the show today, actually, to have a chat, but I, you know, couldn't bring her on the show today. She's at work. Because that's the thing about activists, man. They have to try and save the world and hold down a stable job at the same time, just so that they can eat and live under a roof, you know? As opposed to these vaccine manufacturers who live in the life of Riley. killing other people's kids in the process. A screening was taking place in Nelson tomorrow night, she said. She said Christo DeLue. I'm going to actually practice that. Christo DeLue, Christo DeLue, Christo DeLue. There we go. I got it. Contacted the group. Well, wait. Christo DeLue contacted the group and offered to screen the movies. Should I sing the rest of the... No, I'm not going to sing the rest of the article. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you what you want. He contacted us a couple of weeks ago. The plan was to do 10 screenings and then had a meeting and called us a couple of days ago, and they basically said they had to pull the whole plan. She said, Christo DeLue... Do-do-do-do-do. told her there have been about 40 complaints from customers and that private security would need to be arranged at each location in case of protesters. Christo DeLue said he had contacted police as a courtesy to let them know about the screenings. Vaxxed investigates the claims of a senior scientist at the US Center for Disease Control and Prevention who says the center manipulated and destroyed data on an important study about autism and the MMR vaccine. The file's claims have been widely discredited. No, they've been claimed to be discredited, but all of the people claiming to discredit the film have never seen the film, including this person here who cancelled all the screenings and labelled anti-vaccination propaganda by the pro-vaccination propaganda. Now, I wonder, what is this here? What is this here, ladies and gentlemen, I am looking at and embedded in this article as a little island? It is... Protect your whānau from serious diseases. Immunise. Their best protection. The Ministry of Health. They've actually purchased ad space in this as propaganda. Holy... The problem with knowing what I'm seeing is that it pisses me off. That there's a whole bunch of people who would read it and not know what they're seeing. Two people could look at this article and they'd see it completely different from me, who actually, you know, looks objectively and tries to look at evidence and the truth and expose scumbaggery and whatnot. Most people aren't trained to do that. They have no idea how to do that. I've been doing it for 10 years. I've learned from the best. This is my second nature. New Zealand now joins a raft of other countries which have taken the same steps. Dr. O'Sullivan told Newsroom today he supported the decision not to screen the movie. Oh, surprise there. His actions in Kaitaia were widely supported by other healthcare professionals, politicians, and high-profile New Zealanders, but not any of the people of New Zealand who know that vaccines are a scam. All right. On to the fluoridation issue, because I did ask Jonathan Coleman at the meeting about the fluoridation issue, and I apologise that I'm reading out mainstream media, but it's just fun to rip Seven Colours the shit out of them, all right? So we were dealing with really dumb people, okay? Understand that propagandists are not bright, okay? They don't have a conscience, they don't have ethics. I am bright, and I have a conscience, and I have ethics. This is child's play. I can rip these people apart in seconds. Why has government proposed DHBs decide on water fluoridation? And what is fluoride anyway? This one by Rachel Clayton. Water fluoridation helps make teeth more resistant to decay by strengthening the tooth surface, for which there is no source and no proof has actually ever been put out that hydrofluorosilicic acid or hexafluorosilicate or any of the other fluoride compounds, which are not pharmaceutical grade, have oodles of other contaminants like lead, cadmium, and arsenic, and so on and so forth, don't actually help your teeth. In fact, what it does do to your teeth is produce white mottling and making your teeth brittle and chalky, called dental fluorosis. It's a sign of fluoride poisoning. See, right there in the first line, big, big lie. And they've got a huge picture here of a kid with really, really bad teeth just whittled down to the nub, which is baby bottle tooth decay. What's baby bottle tooth decay? Well, let's say you're a fuckwit. I know you're not because you're listening to this show. But let's just say you are. And that you don't know that giving a child sugary drinks in a drink bottle that they can suck on for hours and hours and hours without just drinking the glass of juice or whatever will fuck their teeth up. All right? You don't know that. So you do it anyway, it fucks their teeth up, and then you blame not having fluoridated water for the problem. That's baby bottle tooth decay. Okay? That's the propaganda these people always push. Always. It's just like, it's a constant. They can't help it. This week, the government proposed switching the decision-making powers for water fluoridation from local councils to district health boards, DHBs. That's because the local councils are elected by the people and can also be lobbied by the people and have to have public meetings that the people can attend. And also, the people on the district health boards aren't allowed to vote on council decisions because of a perceived conflict of interest, because they have a mandate to follow the Ministry of Health's dictates, not the council. So when that happened, they recused themselves from voting a number of times in places like Taranaki, the city of New Plymouth, and Hamilton, I believe, where the DHB members who were at the district council decided not to vote, you know, just abstain from voting because they have a clear conflict of interest, which is honourable. And then the other councillors voted 7 out of 9 in some cases to take the fluoride out of the water because they were presented information by Dr. Paul Connett, the Fluoride Action Network, and a number of other researchers that fluoride was really, really freaking dangerous for the community, and it was hurting them, hurting the kids, and wasn't an effective use of their money. And they could be teaching kids to brush their fucking teeth instead, you know. DHBs currently provide advice to local councils on fluoridation, but final decisions on where to fluoridate are made by local councils, who are democratically accountable. Under the proposed changes, DHBs will decide which community water supplies are fluoridated in its area. Each DHB will consider local data on oral health and direct water suppliers to fluoridate or not to fluoridate community their supplies. Now, when they say that, oh, we're going to look at the data. They're not going to look at the data. All right? If they had ever looked at any data, they would see that the non-fluoridated cities, like Christchurch, for example, have better oral health overall than fluoridated cities like Auckland, where I unfortunately live. I have to go to the organic shop to buy 20-litre big frickin' heavy bottles of water every couple of days, because I'm a really, really thirsty bastard, and drinking fluoride at the rate that I drink water would probably give me mental disorders inside of a week, like all the other people who drink fluoridated water. Now, why does the government want to change the law? The government wants more towns to fluoridate their water supplies to help tackle New Zealand's high rates of avoidable tooth decay. But local councils have said this is a health issue, not a local council responsibility. Namely because they got a hell of a lot of heat from the governments, district health boards, and other assorted scum when they did remove it, including giant propaganda leaflet drops. Like, I think this was like a week after Hamilton decided to remove the fluoride. The DHB spent like $40,000-$50,000 or something like that on some giant campaign with flashy ads, and there were screens everywhere in the hospital when I was down there, and it was just like playing over and over and over, fluoride safe and effective, fluoride safe and effective. Health Minister Jonathan Coleman said, quote, at the moment, 40% of under fives in New Zealand have had a rotten tooth. That's up to 60% in Māori. You mean the economically disadvantaged that you created with your government by removing benefits, removing employment rights, starting up with the end of overtime and so on and so forth, so that now people are so frickin' broke that not only can they barely afford to feed their kids, but when they do feed their kids, they can only feed them junk food. Because when you go to the supermarket, like, let's say I was buying 2 free-range organic chicken breasts, okay? $14. Let's say I wanted to buy 6 bags of chips, 3 1.5-litre bottles of Coke, and a block of chocolate. $12. You see? If you only have that $12, you can't even afford the chicken what are you going to wind up feeding your kids? Okay, these people have destroyed the economy, and the direct effect of destroying the economy is it's destroying people's health, destroying it through stress, lack of nutrition, and lack of available money. Right. The best and most effective method in combating that is in the fluoridation of the water supply, he says. Bullshit! The Scottish Child Smile Programme has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you educate children about healthy food and drinks, educate their parents about healthy food and drinks, have regular dental screenings at your schools, and have free dental surgery and stuff for under 10s or whatever, you find that the tooth decay rates and everything like that drop massively, especially when you include the organized and supervised brushing in the mornings at the little primary schools, right? It's working a treat for them, man. Their rates of dental decay used to be worse than ours when they were fluoridating, right? And now that they're not fluoridating and instead doing that Child Smile program, their tooth decay rates are now better than ours. So what's New Zealand's answer to it? More fluoride! Fuckers. Local Government New Zealand President Lawrence Yule.
The Yule.
Said many local... It just sounds evil. Right, I'm just saying the name sounds evil.
Lawrence Yule.
Said many councils... I'm just making that up, by the way. I don't know if he's evil or not. Probably. Especially small ones had been involved in legal battles over water fluoridation, but the issue was not in the council's area of expertise. Now, when they say legal battles, it's over forced fluoridation. Okay, a couple of guys took this to court some time ago, actually, stating that forced fluoridation, all of that kind of stuff, illegal under the Geneva Convention, the judges in New Zealand, I think there's like... There's something like 150 judges and about 120 of them or something like that are related by first cousin at least. That's how uncorrupt our justice system is in this fucking country. And what they did was go, nope, it's not forced medication. By the way, Minister Coleman, can you change the Medicines Act to make sure that fluoride's not in it so that when people try to sue us for force medicating them, because fluoride's not in the Medicine Act, it can't technically be forced medication. Oh, sure, no problem. Just the cynicism of it. It makes me proud. Fluoridation has run into strong opposition around the country. In December 2012, New Health New Zealand Inc. challenged a decision by the South Taranaki District Council to add fluoride to the water supplies of two small towns in South Taranaki. The High Court found in favour of the council and confirmed local authorities have the power to add fluoride to drinking water. So what is fluoride and what is all the fuss about? Fluoride is a naturally occurring fluorine-containing salt found in air, soil, water, seawater, plants and many foods. It's also an industrial toxin that is captured by the wet scrubbers of chimneys and the phosphate fertiliser industry. What's the phosphate fertilizer industry? Well, they've got the most giant slurry pits in the world that you can see from space, and they're full of this toxic sludge that is incredibly expensive to dispose of safely and legally. However, there's a vagary in local council law where if you sell somebody a toxic waste product because you sold it to them, it's no longer classified legally as a toxic waste product. It is, therefore, now classified as just a product. Now, it's illegal to dump toxic waste into the water supply, but it ain't illegal to dump a product into it. So, they've got these huge foundries, right? Foundry's not the right word. Smokestacks. With this really toxic stuff coming out. Like back in the early 1900s, it was killing people. Like these clouds of smoke from fluoride and stuff like that in the air, floating down in the air. And like literally people were freaking dropping dead. So they go, well, you can't do that anymore. So they develop these little spray hose things that are inside the chimney so that they spray a coating of water so that it captures all of that stuff and then it goes down a chute into these giant toxic slurry pits, right? Okay, that's how you get your fluoride now. Not the frickin' stuff found in salt, air, soil, and water and everything like that. That's naturally occurring stuff. The stuff that they're planning on dumping in the water is not naturally occurring. It is added to water supplies with low levels of fluoride to help protect against tooth decay. No, it's not. It's there to cause cancer, which will profit the cancer industry, to cause dental fluorosis, which is now making dentists more money than treating tooth decay, mind you. And it's also there to reduce your sperm count in accordance with eugenics. I could show you evidence of this, but we don't have time. You go and search it for yourself. You'll find it. The Ministry of Health said that in the 1900s, some Americans were seen to have unsightly brown stains on their teeth, but were highly resistant to tooth decay. The brown stains came from where there was too much fluoride in the water. This is called dental fluorosis. Optimal levels of fluoride in water were found to be 0.7 to 1.2 parts per million, which the CDC then found out was not good, and they reduced it to 0.6 parts per million, halving the amount that was in the normal things. But nobody ever really heard that in the news, did they? Repeated 1,000 times. Safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. Oh my God. This ensured teeth were resistant to decay, but stayed pearly white, with the giant brown stains on them. You can see the logic. According to the ministry, fluoride protects teeth in three ways. And of course, they only ask the ministry. They don't ask dentists who have any knowledge of fluoride, other than what they told in dental school, which they never provided any evidence to back up. Three claims. Prevents tooth decay by strengthening the enamel on the tooth surface and making it more resistant to acid. Now, first of all, the CDC admitted that if you do it topically, it can work, but only in very, very high concentrations, like 5,000 parts per million or something like that, as they've got in fluoridated toothpaste. The problem is, when you're drinking water at 0.7 parts per million, how much of that is getting on your teeth as it goes down your throat? And, second question, is your entire body, internally, just teeth? Or are there other organs and stuff that get affected by this shit? Oh, there is? Huh! Well, fuck! Why haven't there been any studies on that? Well, there have been. There have actually been lots and lots of studies on every single kind of animal, including human beings and politicians, known to fucking man. And they've all come away with a very bad result. Saying that fluoride's, no, oh, it's killing your brain, it's giving you hip fractures and stuff like that, blah, 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 blah. And it's got a million other things that it can do to you that's really not that good. Reduces the growth of bacteria that mix with sugar in the mouth to create acid. Now, here's the problem. When you've got bacteria in your mouth and you're having a whole lot of sugar, the bacteria love that sugar and they start to grow out of control. And that's why the sugar creates all of the bloody dental problems that we've got. But they've got no plans whatsoever to kick Coca-Cola out of this country or legislate to have them have not 28 fucking teaspoons of sugar in 300 mils of a Coca-Cola bottle. All right? You know why they put 28 teaspoons of sugar in there? To disguise the 1 teaspoon of salt. Because after you finish drinking it,
you get thirsty for another one.
Is my water fluoridated? Only 27 of New Zealand's 67 local authorities have water fluoridation. This leaves 1.4 million Kiwis without fluoridation. Oh, those poor things that don't have fluoride. Is non-fluoride water more pure than fluoridated water? No. Fluoride is a compound that naturally occurs in most waters. The Privy Council confirmed fluoride was not an impurity in 1963. After doing no studies on it. So what's the deal with all those people who say fluoride is poisoning us? Well, while it is true that too much fluoride in water could have devastating effects on the human body, the Ministry of Health said it would require drinking over 5,000 glasses of fluoridated water at one time, or 5,000 glasses over a lifetime. All right? Because it all goes into your body and it starts to get into your bones. That's why it causes brittle bone syndrome. Because your body is trying to protect itself by getting the fluoride away from the main organs in the body, away from the bloodstream. And that's why the bones soak it up, because it's the only safe way that it can actually get rid of them. And when I say safe, I mean it's going to fuck you up. In fact, according to the ministry, most fluoride levels in New Zealand water are too low to protect against tooth decay. And yet, the unfluoridated cities have better teeth than the fluoridated cities. I wonder how that happens. The The safety of water fluoridation has been researched for over 60 years. No, it hasn't been researched for over 65 years. Okay? It hasn't been researched, like, at all. At all! Do you know how many studies there have been in New Zealand measuring people's urine or blood to see whether or not they're suffering from fluoride poisoning? You guessed it! Fucking zero. Zero. They've done zero studies on blood and urine samples to prove whether or not the fluoride is affecting them negatively. Okay? That's how much evidence they got. But the WHO website showed fluoride was a desirable substance that could prevent or reduce dental decay and strengthen bones. Fluoride was only on the hazards list because excess fluoride had been found to have crippling effects on some people in the remote Kabi Anglong district in the state of Assam in India, and many other places in India where all their bones are turning to, like, mush, basically. You know, it's not like the Indians have got enough to worry about with Monsanto spraying bloody pesticides all over their lands and everything like that and stealing the farms after they sell Terminator seeds to them. No, that's not a problem at all. So are there any side effects? Yes, there are. Lowered IQ, cancer risk, decreased fertility, and so on and so forth. But are they going to say no, and you need to drink heaps of it, blah, 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 blah? Yes, they are. An excess of fluoride can cause mottling, little white specks on the teeth. That's about it. Unless you happen to drink 5,000 glasses of fluoridated water. I just love the just straight, blatant lies of these people. So it's safe in New Zealand? Fluoride levels in New Zealand are kept at safe levels. They've never even determined what it is. And they've got no controllage of the dosage. So they don't know how much fluoride people are even fucking drinking, bro. A 2014 review of scientific evidence found fluoridation levels in New Zealand created no health risks and provided protection against tooth decay. Now, that was the Gluckman and Skegg report that was universally panned by the scientific community as being the most cynical, unscientifically conducted review of the literature that anybody in the community had ever fucking seen. That is the evidence that they are using to justify this. The review said, quote, communities that currently do not provide CWF, community water fluoridation, particularly those with high dental caries prevalence, would benefit from its implementation. Rachel Clayton, writing this article, fuck you. All right. And last one here. I don't think we're actually going to have time for it. We're going to be coming to break now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are happy with the fact that I am actually trying to break down some of the media propaganda that us Kiwis are being blasted with, and all this scumbaggery and whatnot, I urge you to go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and send $1 a month my way. Okay, I just need lights. I just need the power to run the computers. I need food, water, air. I need the basics of life, and that's it. That's all it takes to do this job. It's not very expensive. I'm living on, less than 400 New Zealand dollars a week? Okay, that's pittance. Right, it's nothing. I spend like 250 bucks a week just on rent for this place so that I can actually have a proper office that I can work in with a couple of doors and things like that to close for sound insulation and whatnot. So if you do value having an alternative media source that does not lie to you and in fact finds the lies that all of these other scum are telling and exposes them like a strip joint, then go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and unzip your wallet for me. There's a PayPal button there. There's a Patreon as well and the Kiwi Bank. And if you do donate, please tell me about it. Send me an email or something like that on Facebook and I can add you to the Facebook donors group, which allows you to see all the new content before it's made public. Thank you very much. We'll see you after the break with Randy Moggins.